Welcome back, dear listeners, to another riveting episode of MC Campground Chronicles, presented by Modern Campground. I am your host, weaving tales of the great outdoors, bringing you stories from the heart of America's most unique campgrounds. Today we journey to the sunlit expanses of Nebraska, where the golden prairies meet the clear blue skies, a place that echoes with the whispers of nature and the laughter of its visitors. Our campground for the day, the Starlit Sanctuary, a name as unique as its creation story, is nestled in these prairies, offering a blend of solitude and community, wilderness and comfort, under the vast Nebraskan sky. Our protagonist for today's tale is the indomitable owner of Starlit Sanctuary, Eudora Dory Whitfield. A woman of resilience and vision, Dory's love for nature and her dedication towards preserving its beauty is as awe-inspiring as the sprawling campground she so lovingly nurtures. Dory, once a city-dwelling graphic designer, traded her urban life for the call of the wild more than a decade ago. And since then, she has been the beating heart of Starlit Sanctuary, crafting an environment that brings people closer to the heart of Mother Nature. Today, we delve into a chapter from Dory's story that tested her, challenged her, and ultimately strengthened the bond between her campers and the wide, wonderful world outside. Prepare to be transported into her world, listeners, as we begin today's episode, the Campground Nature Journaling Workshop, Encouraging Reflection and Observation.
You know, when I first took over Starlit Sanctuary, I had this dream of creating not just a campground, but a haven for individuals to reconnect with nature, to reflect and to observe. And for a while, it seemed like I had nailed it. The campers loved the tranquility of the Nebraska prairies, the starlit nights, and the sense of community we fostered. However, I soon began to notice a pattern, an increasing obsession with technology amongst the campers. The chatter around the campfire was often about the latest social media trend or the newest smart gadget. More and more campers were missing the magic of the wilderness, their eyes glued to screens instead of the delights nature offered. I realized I had a challenge on my hands. I had to find a way to make the natural world around us as enticing as the digital one in their palms. I mulled this over, sought advice, and even researched. Several solutions came up: banning gadgets entirely, organizing outdoor activities, or even setting up a nature-themed treasure hunt. Yet none of these seemed to strike the right chord. I wanted an option that would not just divert attention from technology, but also encourage genuine reflection and observation of nature. That's when it struck me: a nature journaling workshop. Why not provide a medium where campers could document their experiences, thoughts, and observations about the wilderness around them? It felt perfect. It was engaging, educational, and had the potential to foster a deeper connection with nature. So I started the groundwork. I invited a local nature artist and a botanist to mentor the campers. We stocked up on journals and sketching supplies. The excitement was palpable, but alas, the road to implementation was far from smooth. Some campers remained skeptical about the idea. Some complained about missing their screen time, and others found journaling too demanding. But with the support of my team and the mentors, I pressed on. We started with small group sessions, encouraged sharing of journal entries, and even organized weekly showcases. Slowly, the resistance started to fade. The campers began to engage more, their journal entries became more detailed and reflective, and the weekly showcases were a hit. The impact was astounding. The nature journaling workshop became a sellout. But more than the numbers, it was the transformation in the campers that brought me joy. They started observing subtle changes in the environment. They noticed the variety in the flora and fauna, and they began appreciating the beauty around them. Their conversations around the campfire changed from gadgets and apps to their journal entries and nature observations. I saw friendships bloom over shared journal entries. I saw adults and kids alike discover the artist within them. And most importantly, I saw the bond between my campers and nature strengthen. Some of the best practices I learned from this experience that I would love to share with my fellow campground owners are: always keep your mission at the forefront of any solution you devise. Be persistent in the face of resistance. And lastly, involve your community in the implementation of your solution. The Nature Journaling Workshop reminded me that if you provide an engaging platform for learning and reflection, people will leave their screens behind and immerse themselves in the beauty of the world beyond.
What a journey it has been, dear listeners. exploring the innovative solution of the Nature Journaling Workshop, as implemented by the tenacious Dory Whitfield at Starlit Sanctuary. The story of Dory's challenge, her choice of solution, and the eventual success of the Nature Journaling Workshop is peppered with lessons of resilience, creativity, and the power of community engagement. Her story is a testament to the fact that technological distractions, as prevalent as they are, can be sidestepped with solutions that foster an appreciation for the natural world. Dory's experiment has shown us that the allure of nature, if presented in an engaging format, can rival the digital world and help campers forge a deeper and more meaningful connection with their surroundings. Dory's experience underlines the importance of involving the community in the implementation process and to be persistent in the face of initial resistance. Her story serves as a beacon, a guide, for other campgrounds facing similar challenges. It reminds us that the essence of camping lies in the connection with nature and fellow campers, and any solution that strengthens this connection is worth exploring, worth investing in. As we wrap up this episode of the MC Campground Chronicles, presented by Modern Campground, I hope Dory's story has inspired you, intrigued you, and possibly given you some food for thought for your own campgrounds. These chronicles of strength, innovation, and success continue to remind us of the magic that lies in the heart of America's campgrounds, and the potential that can be unearthed with a bit of creativity and a lot of determination. Thank you for joining us today on this journey through the starlit expanses of Nebraska. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of these captivating campground chronicles. Tune into the next episode, where we will venture into another unique campground to uncover a new story of innovation and resilience. Until then, keep exploring and keep dreaming.